An inefficient transportation system and outdated infrastructure proved to be big obstacles for economic development for Mexico in the 19th century. Geographically, Mexico was a huge region, but there was no national market because of the lack of efficient transportation and communication systems. Only one-third of Mexico has relatively level terrain. Most of the population lived far from the coastal areas, and there's very few navigable rivers. What that means is that transport had to move over mountainous terrain by expensive mule train or ox-drawn wheeled vehicles. Haber notes that transportation was also unreliable during the rainy season, with stretches from May to September, making roadbeds impassable. The colonial government had done very little in terms of investing in infrastructure. By 1800, there was only a single roadway that existed that was suitable for wheeled traffic over its entire length. And even on this highway, mule trains outnumbered wheeled traffic. Transporting goods by mule was not only long and costly, it also was not conducive to large capital acquisitions. Firms were unlikely to invest in new equipment because transportation of this equipment would be one, either hugely expensive, and two, possibly impossible. The Real del Monte Mining Company was an excellent example of the transportation troubles that firms faced at this time period. The company imported mining machinery in 1825, and it took almost 1 year for the imports to travel from the Port of Veracruz to the mines. This was a distance of only 350 miles. There were similar delays in other manufacturing sectors. Take textiles, for example. Haber notes that imported textile machinery often doubled in cost by the time it reached Mexico City from Veracruz, a distance of only some 300 miles. Besides the fact that transportation was long and costly, it was also relatively insecure. There were brigands and bandits to deal with that made transportation difficult and dangerous. Anecdotal evidence indicates that people considered travel to be relatively dangerous. Vanderwood notes that most travelers expected to be robbed at least once on a long journey. Unfortunately for Mexico, transportation did not much change until railroad construction took off in the late 19th century. As late as the 1870s, Mexico still had fewer than 5 kilometers of road passable by four-wheeled carts per 10,000 inhabitants. This was less than one-tenth what the U.S. had. We've talked about the trouble that the Mexican government had in securing revenue. What that meant is that government spending was low as well. Spending consistently was less than 8% of GDP, and Beatty notes that gross spending actually declined from independence through the 1860s. He goes on to argue that political instability ensured that few efforts, public or private, were made to improve what might euphemistically be called the transportation network or the physical infrastructure for economic activity in general. What were the effects of the outdated infrastructure and inefficient transportation system? The first is that most commerce focused on Mexico City. This made sense because this is where all the good roads went to. On the other hand, this hindered the creation of a single market in Mexico. You had many regional markets that weren't connected to one another, or at least not connected very well. So markets tended to be isolated, and it was more difficult to take advantage of economies of scale. It also proved to be an obstacle to investment and trade. Companies didn't want to invest in expensive capital equipment. It was so difficult to get the capital equipment to the firms, took so long, and sometimes even impossible.